we were very irresponsible, and we just decided to kind of take a victory lap. The kids are grown, woohoo, just went and did it.
What we did was sold our house and basically everything in it and set out onto the highway, originally at first to see family and friends and kind of take what we like to call a victory lap for having the kids all grown and set off into the big wide world. We didn't really know where we were going other than, you know, to see those family and friends. And then after we had seen everybody, we liked doing it, traveling like that. And we had a beat-up old motorhome that we were traveling around in. And we just kept going.
What was the reaction from your children? Because I know in Australia, we have a saying here, spending the kids' inheritance.
Yes. They're actually pretty happy because, oh, here's another term. Do you have that term, helicopter parents there?
Yes.
Okay, so I was the ultimate helicopter mom. I hovered over everything. I even worked at the school that my kids went to. So you can imagine the relief that they have that I'm not calling them every day going, what are you doing? Do you have a boyfriend? When am I going to get grandkids? You know, all that stuff. So they're actually pretty happy about it. I think it's a good trade-off that that we're spending their inheritance.
So did you have a bucket list? Did you have destinations you'd always wanted to see?
Well, yeah, everybody does, I think. The funny thing is, and we've been to several of them. We've been to Machu Picchu and the Galapagos, the Great Wall of China. Here in Queensland, Australia was certainly one of our bucket list items to get down under.
North of the reef.
Oh, yeah, and go to the Great Barrier Reef. But one thing we've found as we've traveled more and more is that the more we travel, the more we find new places to add to the list. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, we've started calling ourselves greedy travelers.
More and more, we want to go everywhere.
Having sold your house, where are you currently residing?
In a motorhome, basically. We travel pretty much all the time. We have a little motorhome here in the U.S., and that's where we stay generally when we're here in the States.
How did you come to write a book about your experience?
You know, that is a really cool thing. When we decided to kind of embark on this crazy journey, we kind of decided to just fear conquer as much as we possibly could. And we had been writing for the website for quite some time, and people started commenting, you need to write a book, you need to tell us about what happened, how'd you do this? And so, like idiots, we just decided to jump in and start writing a book, and somehow it just worked out.
And well, and as we did it, then we kind of discovered what the real theme of it became was how we reconnected as a couple after the kids were gone. After 30 years of being parents and raising kids, there's obvious changes that happen in your relationship, and rediscovering that relationship that you had before the kids really became a huge part of our story, and that's what we wanted to then relate to people, you know, and tell.
Yeah, I mean, we found that it seems so weird to say, but, you know, we found that we were inspiring people to get out there and do things with the person that you love. And it doesn't have to be crazy like we are. You know, you don't have to be out on the road constantly. You just do new things together that's new to both of you.
How old are you?
That's nice.
I'm not sure that Veronica will admit to her exact age. We're both over 50. I'm 55, and she's a little younger than me. We'll say that.
So are you going to become grandparents?
Not that we know right now. We would love that, but it's not in the immediate future.
That's one thing. Our girls are both fast-walking, black-wearing, taxi-hailing, F-bomb-dropping New Yorkers. They live on Manhattan. And if I even mentioned, hey, when am I going to get a grandkid, I would get an earful. I don't think that I'm going to be nagging anytime soon.
Well, I hope your relationship prior to children was a good one, because for some people it can go severely downhill, and reconnecting over a trip around the world would be furthest from their minds.
I suppose so. We entered into it kind of blindly, but it's worked well for us. And like we say, we don't necessarily, you know, recommend it for everybody. But and in a way, it's worked well for us with the kids, too, because we get to see them while we travel quite a bit. You know, I mean, we pass through different parts of the country and get to see them on a pretty regular basis.